Blog Talk Radio.
Penis, 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 vagina, 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 penis, vagina,
penis,
vagina,
penis,
vagina, penis,
vagina.
I am so sorry. We apologize. We apologize for the amount of litter.
You don't say the right word. Say my favorite word. Cock. Cock.
Cock. Chicken? You like chicken? You like your
cock? I like cock. I have to enunciate. Listen. Cock.
Chicken.
Enunciate. Yes, chicken.
Chicken.
Don't make me choose the chicken.
Chicken. Good.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, Lulu. Love it, Lulu.
You can do it, yeah.
Chicken, I'm good. Now I want to watch the
Chicken. It'll be on somewhere. I have a knack for it.
No, I have it on DVD. I do.
I'm saying for those of us that don't, it'll probably be on DVD. I have a knack for that. Oh, Ginger's going to be so glad she cannot hear the Angry Birds from the London School of Harmonic Gorman.
No. Ginger's hatred for the Angry Birds is legendary now. Everybody knows that.
She downloaded Fallout.
I did. Did you see I've been playing the hell out of that?
Wait. The app?
Fallout Shelter,
yeah,
yes.
Fallout Shelter, yeah.
I have almost 100 dwellers now.
I don't.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, I had to delete one of my...
See, she was making fun of me last week.
Now you're going to maybe have to go check on my guys, because I just, like, bred everybody.
And I got five people out of the wastelands. I keep getting notices. You're really been out in the wasteland for 2 days. Like, where?
It takes forever to come back when you leave them out there that long.
I was trying.
It's half the time, though. I mean, you can't expect them to come back immediately. If you send them out for 2 days, it's going to take a while to come back.
I don't know when they're coming back, because they've been out for 4 days now. So that was 2 days.
Damn.
Yeah.
I get worried about mine. I'm checking on them. I'm like, how are you doing?
Are you still alive, at least?
I don't know.
Java update. A new version of Java is ready to be installed. Thank you, Windows 10. Do not install that right now. Do it. Windows 10, I have a love-hate relationship with. It's so fucking pretty. But on the other time, it likes to update after eating this, but I was told it not to. And then it fucks shit up. I'm like, don't. I told you not to do it.
She's angry today. You notice?
Cortana is a bit of a bitch, too. She, like, sometimes just doesn't want to work. And she's supposed to always be listening, but bitch is never listening.
I haven't even used Cortana. I guess, for me, Windows 10 is just like Windows 7, just a little prettier. Because I haven't used Cortana at all. Like, I just... And I like the fact that the search bar is, like, right on the taskbar. Like, you can just click in there and immediately start. Just
y'all are making me jealous. Now I'm going to update tonight. See, now I feel like the uncool kid. I got to update.
She will tell you stories, and she will sing songs, and she will tell you jokes.
Well, see, that's not anything new. Siri been doing that, but...
Yeah,
but
yeah. I like Siri.
When she listens, she's awesome. When she doesn't listen, she's a bit of a whore.
Well,
Cortana, you're a whore.
Siri, you can turn off because you can have her listen to you all the time. But I don't like that because I accidentally turned that on in the car one day. And I said something about a little bitch, and Siri was like, that's not nice language, Corey. I was like, what? Who the hell is talking to me through my car?
Hey, Cortana, you're a whore.
What?
Oh, no, she won't reply back. She just
pulls up images
of
your
own. Now, let's see what Siri says when you call her a whore. Siri, you're a whore.
I am.
I need to make that a statement, not a question. Get really sassy. I am. Get really sassy with it.
We don't want to teach her that. Bad bot.
Awesome. Come on now. Okay. Let me introduce the show right fast, because we've been babbling for like 4 minutes. You know, like the usual. It's Thursday, right?
Sometimes.
So.
I really hope tomorrow's Friday.
Old, but I think it's a Thursday.
I hope so. My kids are killing me. Okay, it is Thursday, August 27, 2015. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost September, which is the bestest month ever. That's right. I'm Snow White. Yeah, super tired. So my brain's mush. But over there is Corey. That over there, like you're a thing. You're a thing now, Corey. You're a thing. That over there, I did it again. That girl over there is Corey.
Did Are you drunk over there?
I'm just really tired. Like, I'm not even, like, and my fucking neighbors keep me up with bass just so loud it's vibrating my pillows.
This sounds like a good time to be, but anyway.
I saw a dildo the other day that vibrates to music, so just, I know.
Didn't I show you that? I showed you that, didn't I?
Maybe you did.
I think I showed you that, because of course I'm the one who found the dildo that vibrates to music. Of course I am. Okay, and then there's the little angry one over there. The really angry chick. That would be Ginger. And he just, she just kind of...
Angry birds in the ass. Oh my God, roach infestation. Kill them.
No, bad. Wait till you get what are they called? The creepers? The fast ones. They're so scary.
Of my people are equipped with a gun. Every single one of them bitches.
Oh, mine is too. Because when you go out to the... I left one person out there for like 3 days. She came back with a blue gun. Like a blue background. Like it was super duper fucking rare. I was like, woo!
Awesome.
I know. I was very excited about that.
Yeah, all
so
mine.
I send her out all
thing
the time.
I do. Equip them with guns. Because if mm-hmm. something breaks out, I need you to protect the electricity, the food,
exactly.
All that shit. Blam, blam, blam.
And I may have spent like $5 getting some of
the... You know what? You are the people that we talk bad about that spending money.
I know I am.
I'm not done any of that.
I know. But I only spent like... And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And I stopped. But it really is addictive. I have a lot of levels now. I have every room unlocked.
That's why she has levels unlocked. So me and Ginger doing it the hard way. Mm-hmm.
I like it done the hard way.
I want to know... And I'm a little bit pissed, by the way, and I wanted to bring this up because I've been meaning to bring this up to Corey. Corey, have you noticed that every fucking girl in this game runs away from the roaches? Runs away. It's just the girls.
I don't know.
No. The
girls.
My men run away, too.
Really? I've only had the girls. The girls are the only ones that I've had that will actually leave the room.
I had the girls that are pregnant leave the room. But I haven't noticed. Yeah, mine. Well, maybe that's interesting. So we got three different games, maybe three different mechanics. But all the time, my pregnant girls always run out of the room if there's a fire or if they're getting attacked. If the raiders come, they run out of the room. But everybody else kind of stays and gets killed. Some girl, I got tired of rezzing her. I used up all my damn caps, and she had on like the best armor. She had the best gun, and every time I look up, she's falling on the floor. Like, bitch, will you stop dying? I have gave you rat packs. I have. What does it take for you? Do you just not want to be here? I wish you could exile people to the wasteland. That's what I need. That's what's missing. You know what? You are not good for this colony. You need to go somewhere else.
Oh,
okay?
They do need to let you do that. Seriously. Like, yes. You are just a little bitch. Get the hell out.
You keep dying. You're not working. You keep complaining. Everybody else is happy. You're mad.
You're just a little bitch. Get the fuck out. Speaking of little bitches, I'm going to segue right into this. That's right. Little bitches. So League of Legends, we all have heard of it, yeah? League of Legends.
I don't know, man. I don't think I've ever heard about that horrible game.
It's totally new, and, like, I've never heard of it, ever.
Whatever.
So Riot Games, who is the
Let me go ahead and give them some ugly screen because we're not happy with
some ugly screen. All right.
Yeah, maybe you should have saved those images from You're a Whore.
Yes, you should have. So League of Legends, which honestly to me is more cartoony than WoW. I don't know what it is. It's just, for me, it looks more cartoony than WoW. But so League of Legends, Riot Games, says that they will not be giving reward to toxic players. Okay, so let me... give this a read real quick. So it says, earlier in the year, League of Legends maker Riot Games doled out rewards for players who showed good sportsmanship and proper manners while playing the game in the form of a mystery gift. While Riot plans to offer similar reward for good and well-behaved players, players who have been punished will not see any kind of reward. Riot Games lead designer social systems, Jeffrey Lin, explained the reasoning behind this in a lengthy post, which I'm not going to read the whole thing because it really is long. The short answer is that excessively toxic players who can't change their behavior before the end of the season don't deserve a reward. Kudos. Correct. That is very, very good. However, those who put an effort into being better players will get something for their efforts. When asked the question, and this is horribly spelled, by the way. Okay, so I'm going to try to say it like it's spelled. You ready?
Uh-oh, do it.
So from what I heard, if you, the letter U, get A, any kind of ban in any part of season U, letter U, will not get season 5 ranked rewards. Is that correct, sir? No punctuation. Thanks in advance. Lynn responded with a lengthy explanation to that, and he basically says that if you're a douche, you're not going to get a reward. So I really...
You're a douche.
Yeah, don't be a douche, and you'll get a reward. I absolutely love this, because it, and even today in school, the kids are talking about people being rude online and being really just horrible to each other online, and it's because of the supposed anonymity. But as we've said multiple times, you think you have anonymity because you think old school, like you are hidden behind a computer screen. You are no longer anonymous, okay? No, you are no longer anonymous. Not only is NSA all up in your business, but...
Anonymous is all up in your business.
Anonymous is all up in your business. Anonymous, we love you. Please don't fuck with us. they scare me. But everybody can find you if they know how. So you are no longer anonymous. You are going to fuck with the wrong person. They're going to come to your house, and they're going to stab you in the throat.
And we don't want to see that happen to you. Or we might.
No, we really don't.
I really would rather see you punch in the throat. I want to see you live because I believe in perpetual torture. But anyway.
Yeah.
See, you guys are just evil. I'm like, you know what? Let's just kill him and get it over with. I'm like, just kill him and get it over with.
I'm going to make it last. That was actually the arcade for League of Legends. They have an arcade where they're selling their merchandise and skins and stuff if you want to grab them. So I was at their website kind of showing people around what was going on over there.
Interesting.
Is it my turn?
Yeah,
but interesting. I mean,
I can do another one. I have lots.
I can do one.
Okay, I'll get.
Because you know, we all know how much I fucking hate Rovio and Angry Birds. True. Well, now I got a reason to hate them even more. Angry Birds is just laid off 260 employees.
Ooh, Rovio.
Uh huh. Mhm. Yeah, this new layoff represents about 38% of its global workforce. Not a little layoff. This is a big layoff.
Damn.
Yeah. The studio boss.
They were doing well, though.
Apparently not. This is what happens when you know you sit there and do nothing but Angry Birds for 10 years and get people to the point where they hate it.
Well, nobody hates it. It's just it's
no, Ginger hates it.
Ginger hates it. The problem is you're right. They didn't diversify. If you're gonna make games,
yeah.
It's kind of the same way as buying stocks. You have to have your hands in more than one pot. You got
to
do something.
Did you just equate making games to buying socks?
Stocks, not socks.
Oh, I thought you said socks.
No, stocks. Stocks, like stocks and bonds, NASDAQ people.
Oh, God. In my head, I was like, what's wrong with buying all white socks? I don't understand.
No socks.
Oh, all right, I'm going to sleep after this. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, I was doing something. Hold up. Give me a minute. Is it your turn? It's my turn. Is it your turn?
No, you go ahead and go. Yeah, that was pretty much the end of it. I mean, beyond it, you know, the studio boss was saying, you know, that it needs fundamental changes if its global ambitions are going to keep it, you know, true to its games hard or something like that, mobile games. You know what? Just like Corey said, make something else besides Angry Birds. Stop putting Angry Birds on everything.
Yes, please.
I mean, everything from toilet paper to diapers to probably dildos. I mean...
Well, see, you know what? The guys in Minecraft...
Whoa.
The
you guys, seen Angry
yes,
Birds dildos?
Yes, I have. I didn't want to talk about it.
Now I got to Google this.
Yeah, but
Angry Bird.
I have. I'm not going to tell you where.
And I just dropped my mouth.
Wireless?
Yeah. My desk is. I got to fix my desk.
Can I go? Is it my turn?
It's not. I haven't even gone yet. I was letting
Angry Bird double ended dildo.
See?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be that excited. I'm sorry.
I don't think I want. I'm not into my games that much where I need them. Yeah. All right. So
it's not an actual dildo.
Wait, can you show me a picture of that? I just want
to
see.
You send it to her while I do this. Can I get my story out?
Go ahead.
No, it's not. It's a toy. Never mind.
It is a toy. Yes. It's always a toy.
Oh, that's not true. What you meant. It is just a toy. Well.
All right. So those of you who are watching Mr. Robot or about to watch Mr. Robot Snow White, in case you didn't know last night, in case you're all online flipping out, they did go ahead and pull it last night because of the shooting that happened. The reason being is that some of the subject matter for the season finale does mirror the shootings. And I know a lot of you out there are bitching because you don't understand why they would do this. And it's funny, some people that were bitching have never even seen the show. They're like, they're trying to drum up publicity. This show is the top show of the summer because for so many reasons I could not go into. You have time to get caught up. So spend the weekend getting caught up. Snow.
What?
Get caught up. Because we can't have our Mr. Robot segment where we discuss it. So.
Right, but you told me that it's going to make me cry, and
it makes grown men cry even. So that is inescapable. But it's okay. Good. It's good. And also the reason why it has such strong roots in pop culture. This is not a. I'm trying to dance around here because everybody's being very careful, including the stars. I've been watching interviews and stuff with them during the week where they're very careful of not giving stuff away. But the show is very rooted in today's pop culture, hacking, our whole slang, everything about today that you may love, including using acronyms for words, which kind of annoys me sometimes, but I think it's cute on the show.
The hell out of me.
Yeah, I love it on the show, though, for some reason. I love to hear Rami Malek say, this is just because he's cute. That's what it is. I think everything
he
is cute.
So fine. Oh, and that little smirking smile when he's in an interview. Oh, my God.
He's got a lisp, which I think the lisp is cute. So.
Actually,
but some of you stop being insensitive. That is why it was pulled. It has nothing to do with drumming up any more publicity. Trust me, they do not need it. It is renewed for a second season. I'm answering questions because I got tired of seeing this myself. I'm not even the page admin for Mr. Robot, and I was like, do you people read?
No, they don't. That's it.
They really don't. They don't read at all. I also want to mention, now that we're on this subject, but we want to send our condolences out to the families
yes.
of the news anchors
yes.
who were
yes.
horribly murdered. Real, and actually to the family of the killer who actually committed suicide, yeah. condolences to them as well, because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
So condolences to everyone who lost someone. We hope that you guys are doing well, and we know it's a rough time, and there's nothing that we can do to help, but just know that you're in our thoughts.
And also, look, on a lighter note, on this same
yes.
note, I am very excited because I got a message from Mr. Robot.
Really?
Yes. I don't know.
Was it dirty?
No. Apparently he wanted my address, so maybe they'll send me something.
Really?
Yeah, I was all shocked. I said something about, I want to join the revolution, and about an hour later I got a hello friend. My phone goes off, and I was like, hello, who the hell? Oh, my God. I'm all in a meeting trying not to respond. Well, can we hurry this up? I really got to pee. I don't really have to pee, but I got a message from Mr. Robot. I need to read this. This is important. This is
good. Yeah, that's awesome. Are you sure it's from actual, like, the Mr.
Yeah.
Robot?
Yeah. Girl,
this
okay.
It's not a scam.
As paranoid as I am, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You are, like, queen of paranoia. All right, yeah.
I'm all checking. Wait a minute. It matches case. Okay, yeah, there's a period there and a period space. Yeah, okay. That's legitimate right there. Yeah.
All right. I'll go with that.
Look, close up to the screen. Yeah, that looks legitimate. That is.
I just, like, it's going to help you see.
Yes.
To, like,
yeah, that is a zero. That's a zero. Yeah.
Now, is that a lowercase L or is
oh,
that
it's an
a
I.
I do the same thing. Like, what is that? Yeah, and I'm doing it right now, all up in my screen. Like,
yes. Oh. Now, and if you have not been to this website, I don't know if Ginger, did you ever go take the test they had on this site?
No.
You ever go through this? Okay, I'm going to tell y'all, I consider myself to be a pretty smart chick. I consider all of us to be some pretty smart chicks. I felt really dumb with these tests.
I'll still have to go back and find it because I didn't even see it.
So. I may have to take it just to see how dumb I am.
I can't remember which one of these it is, but it has a series of tests that they have you take before you're supposed to be able to join F Society. But I felt so dumb. It's the keyboard one.
Hacking? I don't know anything
It's one that the keyboard where they tell you to type out something, but they switch the keys around, so they're not where, you know, where they're supposed to be.
Oh,
So you have to look at the screen and then figure out from the screen where it. So that one kind of stumped me at first.
I like that.
But
okay.
It's not the same thing every time. So they give you like six of them. So every time, then they change the keys around again. And I'm like, fuck, wait a minute, where's Jay? And then it's time. So it was really cool. And also, again, on that note, well, you know what? I'll say this one for the end of the show. I have a game if you are the hacking type you like. I think I talked about this game last week, Hacktron or whatever it is on Steam. I actually got it. Oh, man, that's a good game. That's a thinking woman's game is what that is. That's a thinking woman's game. But you got to be able to type fast, too. It is a hacking game, so you got to be able to think about it, do it, get it done. If you're high-strung, this is probably not a good game for you to play.
I do like that website. That website is very cool.
I may have to try that game.
God. Needs to be a game for the show. Yeah.
Dude, if there was, I would just I'd be one of them people. You'd be on the news. She has.
Can you imagine? Had they planned this out and they used like the whole geocaching kind of thing where you use, you know, your GPS to go around and mark points in your city?
They did that. We missed it. They were giving away money.
That is so cool.
We fucking missed it. They did it the first two or three episodes, and they had it up on the Facebook page. I wasn't watching it yet. Trust me, if I had known, we'd have been like, okay, I see here on the map, Ginger and Snow, it look like it might be right between Dallas and San Antonio, right here.
Okay. And I'm all the way over here in South Carolina. I'd be like, all right, bitches, I'll be right there. Hold up.
No, we got you on FaceTime. Okay, look right here. See in the road? See, it look like a dip is right there. Ginger, get the shovel. See right there's a dip.
And I'll be supervising. No, girl, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. No, angle. There you go. That's the right angle. Okay,
watch out for them
going.
Cars, girl. Watch out for them cars. Watch out for them. If you've never been to Texas, you do not get that joke. It is always a two-lane highway.
Always.
No shit. Always.
And
always.
Cars are always coming. You'd be like, there's nobody out here. Where the fuck are these people going?
Those are some brave motherfuckers, too. The ones who will actually pass demise on those two-lane roads. I'm like, you were just asking to die. You can't see shit on the other side.
No.
You don't know what's coming.
No. Because you're usually at the bottom of a hill. So
Yes. And I remember, I'm one of the crazy ones. Sometimes I go a little fast. And I'm like going over the hill. My car is going off the ground just a little bit because I'm going that fast. And then as I hit the other side of the hill, I see some crazy motherfucker walking on the side of the road. I'm like, oh, shit.
And that's another one. You're like, where the fuck are you going?
Exactly. I have not seen a car for miles. There is nothing for miles. And you're just walking along the side of the road.
Then when you find civilization, it's usually a Dairy Queen, a gas station, and that's it.
And you better find those things before the sun goes down, because in some of these small towns,
they're going home.
They're closed. And these gas stations don't have the credit card thing.
No,
you have to go in and pay.
But you know what they do have now that I found, especially between here and Austin?
What?
They have these very high-tech speed traps. Very high-tech. They have there's like a giant sign that shows your speed. But you still can't see it because some kind of way it's like that privacy screen thing on it. You know, like if you had your computer at a certain angle so that somebody can't read over your shoulder, they're kind of made like that. So you don't see it until you're up on it that you were doing 80.
Oh.
And then it broadcasts your speed, and then it goes off, and there's a cop wherever he is, usually somewhere hiding nearby. And it's usually a very small space, like of a yard. Mm-hmm. There's two of them within a yard of each other, so you have to slow down and then speed back up, slow down, speed up, and the speed. I said, some evil genius came up with this, you know, because they knew usually you're speeding through these small towns, population 125.
Think about it. The small towns, they really need the money, and you know how they get the bulk of their money? Speeding tickets. So it was a genius that thought of that. They're like, ooh, free money.
And I got it. Then we need to get back to games. I got another good road trip game for you. Those of you who are driving through Texas, when you pass through areas like this, when you see the empty houses, try to count how many there are and imagine zombies.
I don't want to think about that.
I don't like zombies.
That is what we do on the road. We point out the house, and everyone that we see that looks like there's zombies in it, dead. We mark it dead, dead, dead. Dead. Oh, there's a bunch of deads in there. There's a bunch of them. There, yeah. Drive faster.
Okay, no. See, I don't like zombies. Y'all know I don't like zombies.
You better prepare. The zombies are coming.
Oh my God. You keep saying that, and at first I was like, yeah, whatever. And now I'm going, maybe she's right.
Ginger, were you not there when the CDC released that thing?
Mm-hmm. Which thing? There were a lot of things they released.
The zombie preparedness kit thing that they put out.
Oh, that was a joke.
Yes and no. The military actually does have standards for zombie apocalypse. Not even kidding.
Yep.
It's a book.
I wish you could see the look on my face right now. I really wish you could see the look on my face right now. Y'all know I don't like zombies. Don't fuck with me.
You don't got to like them. You just got to know how to kill them, boo.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to shoot somebody in the leg and run. That's what I'm going to do.
That's only going to work once.
That's true. I'll run out of people. That's too bad.
It's only going to work once, and you have to find the person that did not do their cardio a la Zombie Land. Find that one bitch that didn't do their cardio. I told you should have been in the gym. Bam! And then you run off. But it's only going to work once. You can't, like, shoot me a ginger in the leg. And I do my cardio every day, so you want to catch me.
That's true.
But anyway, whose turn is it?
My turn, bitches. Back off. Okay. Ooh, no. I'm okay. Whew. All right. So there were two men who apparently really don't like Pokemon. And that's kind of a jokey way to start this, but it's because the story has a nice ending. So two men who really apparently don't like Pokemon planned a massacre at the Pokemon World Championship. However,
I don't even get this. I need to know what the do they play Pokemon? Were they not allowed in the Pokemon thing?
No, I really am not. And they're not even really sure. But basically, the two Iowa men were arrested by the Boston Police Department for allegedly planning a shooting spree at this Pokemon World Championship that was in Boston. So there's two men, 18-year-old Kevin Horton, 27-year-old Jason Stumbo.
Why am I not surprised?
Right. 18. Yeah, you're dumb. They were both charged with unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of ammunition, and other firearm-related charges because they found a bunch of guns and ammunition with them. And they actually posted in a Facebook group called Mayhem Pokemon Crew with a caption of, it was a photo, and they made a caption of, Kevin Norton and I are ready for World Boston, here we come. And it was a photo of the car as the two men drove to Boston with guns on the hood of the car.
Oh, my God.
What?
So it wasn't like they were being stealthy.
They played too much video games.
Yes. And this whole thing, now, not only was it a stupid fucking idea to do this, I mean, really stupid fucking idea, because there's kids, it's Pokemon, there are babies there, you don't go around, there's babies, you know, little tiny kids that love Pokemon, they're going to be there, dressed up little, like Pikachu, you just want to pinch their little cheeks, okay? But they did this in such a way that they posted on Facebook with a gun, and they said, oh, it was taken out of context. Stumbo said it was taken out of context, and it was just a joke, and it doesn't matter if it's a joke or not. You posted that shit online in a public forum. It was seen by the authorities. It's going to be used in court, and your ass is fucked.
Yeah, your jail sentence won't be taken out of context.
No, hope you enjoy that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Just, you know, get a little bit bendy. You'll be all right.
You might want to drop the soap a few times just to get used to it, because later on, they may not even give you the pleasure of soap. If you know what I'm saying.
And snap. Bend and snap.
Now I got to watch that movie, too. Kevin Corey.
Sorry, that's one of my favorite movies, too. Legally Blonde.
It is funny. I mean, it's one of the ultimate chick flicks, but it's so funny.
Okay, Ginger, your turn.
All right, my turn. All right. Okay, so there is a disabled video game industry executive who needs your help right now. His name is actually Nick Range. Yeah, I remember Corey and I actually reported on his accident back in 2014 when you're still doing the morning news every day. But this guy was in a horrible accident. If I remember right, from what I remember of this accident, he saw it coming and he swerved so that he could protect his wife and child who were in the car. So he is paralyzed. and he is confined to a wheelchair, and he needs a new specially designed mobility vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost £10,000. So he's got a GoFundMe page, which if I can figure out where my Google Hangout is. There we go. I will actually share. There we go. This page right here.
I was about to ask.
Mobility vehicle, Van Solo. he needs £18,000. They've raised already in 9 days, £14,286. That's amazing. So another 4,000, a little bit less, to go. So that's awesome. 392 people have donated. So just, you know, if you can forgo the coffee for the day or the pizza for the weekend,
Yeah. Take
that money, go drop it into this guy's GoFundMe. He's an amazing guy, and just, I can't imagine. You see that accident coming head on, and you choose to put yourself in the path of it to protect your loved one.
Yeah, that's just amazing. That is the epitome of a hero.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes. So
it doesn't matter if you save one person or 1,000. If you put yourself in harm's way to protect them, you're a hero.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you can, just go over there. He spent 5 months in a coma and then 9 months more in the hospital recuperating.
Wow.
Yeah. This one. And it's coming back to me a little bit, but I want to say his wife was, either the child was in the car or his wife was pregnant.
Right,
but anyway, his daughter lives like an hour away. I'm sorry, what?
I think she was pregnant, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so,
I think I remember that. I think she was pregnant, yeah.
Yeah, so he took the brunt of the accident to protect his wife. He's got a child, a daughter who he'd like to visit, but she's an hour away, and this vehicle will definitely help. So
yeah.
And
Ginger made a great point. If you can do without coffee, even for a day, because some of y'all buy this like $5, $6 cup of
mm-hmm.
coffee. First of all, what the fuck are you doing? And second of all, that $5 or $6 can actually really help out if you just go to this website, pop in that $5 or $6 there, and don't have coffee for a day. I mean, you can actually get some of the coffee from the break room. Just add your own little creamer to it. I know it sucks, but it's for a good cause.
Definitely is.
Whose turn does it be?
No, mine. I just went.
Mine. I'm going again.
Oh.
I'm going again. Because we're going to talk about Eco. And you know I love this game.
Lordy, lordy, Miss Claudie.
That's right, bitches. The Eco Global Survival Game. We talked about this, I think it was last week. And we said that it was trying to get funds to actually be made. And it's all about helping to run the world and try to fix the ecosystem. Like, you have to keep the ecosystem running and figure out how to get different types of fuels to give people what they need, but still not ruin the environment. And it actually reached its funding goal. So, woohoo! Yay!
That's awesome.
I would love to use this in my class. If I had enough time, my class was longer, I would absolutely bust out this game and we would play it in class, because I want the kids to see, really, because they're complaining about the environment and, you know, and everybody needs to fix it, but they have to also take into effect the human factor. Humans need energy. We need to find a way to get energy. So it's not just as easy as, well, we just need to stop doing such and such. No, because you're going to lose jobs, you're going to lose energy, and you have to figure out a way to balance all of this. So this would be a perfect opportunity for to do this. The only problem is, this is going from the point of view of the dictatorship, like a dictator's running the entire world, instead of being just a bunch of different countries all vying for, you know, money. So it's not as accurate as I would like, but, dude, still awesome. I love this game. Woo! Good job, guys.
You didn't show us anything from it. I wanted to see it. Why can't I see it?
Oh, my bad. You know what? Let me see if I can find something. I'm sorry.
I wanted to see it.
I thought I did last time. Did I not? Okay, well, I'll just keep babbling. I would totally use this whenever I teach ecosystems and where I teach, hold on. I may have found something and I got distracted while I was looking at it. Okay, this is something about it. Let me put it in, oh gosh, hold on, here, and then I'll share my screen. All right.
She's not going to share. She's telling stories.
Now, I'm trying to get the damn thing to come up in, what is this called? Google Chrome. All right, yes, my turn.
Wait a minute. It's not your
turn. No. I'm sharing the eco. No, that was the wrong thing. Damn it. Hold on. Share the wrong thing.
You messing up this train. It's going off.
I am messing up this train. It's all my fault. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Train derailer.
Hold on. That fixed it. Yes? You can see it now? Yes?
Maybe.
Okay. So this is the Kickstarter thing. It had 2,900.
Can you click on the screen on your face to make it say
I? I did. Did it not present all?
Present all.
I don't see present all. We go through this every single time. This is why I don't like sharing.
There's no. Well, I can see it. I had to click on your face, but
it's just every time you talk, it flips back and forth.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Not for me. You have to click on her face.
Well, maybe that's what you need to start doing, Corey, is when we're sharing, click on our faces so that it doesn't flip. Because you're the one who's sharing the actual thing.
Well, okay.
All right, then.
So you click play? Can you click play?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So this is the... It's loud. Loud? Okay.
It's fine. We can't hear it.
This is the... I can't. I've got things talking in my ear, and I'm trying to talk, and it's very confusing. So this is the game, and it had a goal of...
voices in your head.
$125,795 goal. The graphics look a little like Minecraft-ish-y, but, you know, it's not supposed to be some big graphics-heavy game. It's supposed to be more about strategy and about thinking and trying to figure things out. So I... Oh, my gosh, it's a killer whale! I got distracted. 2,909 backers actually helped this to come through. So I'm super excited about this. I really, really hope that I'll be able to use this in my classroom, because I think this would be
a good time to contact them to ask them that there, Snow.
I think it is.
I think you should.
I may see if I can get a little game going on.
You can be an innovator there. I'm going to use this in my classroom. There you go. Use it in my classroom to teach some children's. Children's, whatever it is. You know how we roll in the South. Children's.
My little hoodlums.
Mm-hmm. I used to talk
about
children's. Children's. All right, I got to talk about this because this directly affects us. This fight between Twitch and Google is heating up. It is delicious.
It is, right?
Oh, I love it. I love the good fight between two, you know, Godzilla and Mothra. I love it.
Godzilla and Mothra.
It's not really Godzilla and Mothra because, you know, although Twitch is doing well, they're not anywhere near up on par with Google because I don't think they've figured out something. Yeah, Google could wipe you off the map literally. Literally.
Yeah.
So you think you're playing, but not really. All right, so I hope I'm sharing my screen. Okay, so in case you all did not know, my fellow gamers out there that like to live broadcast anything that has to do with gaming, YouTube, and... Huh?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you can now live stream your videos and gaming content via YouTube. Now, if you've been on Twitch, you know there was a whole, you know, you used to be able to stream to Twitch and then it would go up on YouTube. Well,
that was a whole long process. It was very much
pain. It was very complicated.
Yes, that is not the topic of this story because, my God. Okay, so our people's over at VentureBeat. It's not my boy Dean this time, but he says if you have been streaming over at Twitch legally, you can't really go over to YouTube. They could really, really come after you for going over to YouTube. Okay, so now if you're a Twitch now let me break it down for you. It's if you are a Twitch partner. So if you're one of the 11,000 people who signed a contract to make money from your live broadcast on the site, which means they can't fucking touch us. Fuck you, Twitch. You likely do not have the legal option to do live gaming streams via YouTube gaming. Twitch says because, and according to VentureBeat, it typically includes an exclusivity contract in its contracts with its partners that says live broadcast can only happen on its site and not competitors like YouTube, Hitbox, and others. Why do they even think they're in the same league as YouTube? Somebody explain that to me. What is going on over
at
Twitch that they think they have that kind of power?
I don't know. Their heads are way too fucking big is what happened.
We're so far up their asses that they can't see
that
anything.
Maybe a little bit of both. I don't know.
Google can go in and say, you know what, how about we just don't index any of your shit so nobody can find it. There's nothing legally says they can't, not that I know of anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm sure what if we just, oh, I don't know, tell all your previous things that you put up on YouTube, we just take them down, their Twitch, all of it. How about we tell you you can't connect to us, your people can't upload, they can't get that extra money. You are not that powerful. People go to YouTube for millions of other things other than gaming. Some people who like gaming or figure out they like gaming kind of stumble upon some things. So I am really not sure this is a good idea. You really don't want to take them on. So this is more like Godzilla versus, you know, the garden lizard. Y'all want to be real careful about about this. But I'm hoping they don't enforce this because I don't think this is a good idea. VentureBeat did ask Twitch about it, and they told them that they would. They do not comment on contract issues.
They don't comment on contract issues?
Yes, but they did tell VentureBeat.
This isn't Hollywood.
You know what I have noticed, and this is no dig against my two girls that work over at Twitch, Twins. Y'all know I love you, so we're going to take the personal part out of this. But business-wise, Twitch is still very much showing that they're still a baby. When I asked them, I don't know if we talked about this on the air before, but we had issues with Twitch, which is why we stopped using them, where they were telling us, you don't have the right to post this content, and we do. So I went back here a couple weeks ago and said, hey, we're getting ready to start doing some of our streaming podcast news and stuff. You know, we ran into this issue before. Apparently they wiped it from their server, so they no longer had a record that they were bothering us about this. And then the guy says, well, what you have to do is get permission from the people. I says, okay, let me explain something to you. We predate you. I am not about to go back through hundreds of developers through my list and say, by the way, I need you to give me a letter that says it's okay that I can put this on Twitch. I said, so how would you recommend that we handle this? And I got no response. What is it, you know, what do I need to give you? How do I get this information for you from hundreds and hundreds of people? And how am I going to give it to you for that matter beforehand? Because I don't want you pulling my stuff down as soon as you see it.
Exactly.
So there's no way.
And honestly, there are some times where we're on air and a story pops up that it just popped up and we haven't had time to talk to anybody about it. Are we supposed to wander over there and be like, you know what, hold on, we can't talk about this. Let's find out if we can do that and then wait? No. Even sometimes
when Ginger and I were doing news in the morning, stuff is coming in as we're talking. So, yes, I'm going to prove that. I don't have the ability to prove to you right this second, oh, by the way, stop for a second. Let me show you here where I got this in my email. You're not giving me an avenue. Whereas on YouTube, yes, they will tell you, okay, this was flagged. Do you have proof? And if you do, no problem. Click this button, and then it's all good. Click the button, and if we need to, we'll ask you to provide proof. But if you think it's all good, click the button, and it's all good. And it for a while there, I had some of the same issues with them, but as they grow up a little more, they understand, yeah, you have a lot of gaming websites and stuff that we developers send us stuff, or they send us a game. I also didn't like that the guy was seemingly being condescending via the email. What was the information embargo? Because embargoed means, and I was like, you know, I'm going to stop reading right here. I wanted to respond with this.
Did you think we don't know what that
embargoed? Do you think I don't know? Are you confused about? Are you confused? So,
you didn't say it right. Say it right.
Bitch, you has done disremembered. No.
There you go.
Whoopi. But so we are, I'm telling you now, we are YouTube supporters. From here on out, we will be streaming over on YouTube. Also, it's not a complicated process. If you're looking at our page, let me show y'all how easy this is, those of you who want to get involved. Look at this. You click here, and bam, you're on the air. You're live on your own YouTube channel.
That is so easy. That is amazing. I love that. Right there.
Now, if you like to edit and make it all pretty, which we don't because we don't really give a fuck, we just give you information, then you can go edit it and upload it here, and then it's on your channel. They got trending over here. You can mark your, you know, they got the trending games. I do kind of like this because it kind of feeds into the whole social media thing.
So you can, like, mark your favorites, so whenever videos comes up about your favorites, you can see it?
Yes.
All right, that's hot. That's right, nice, right there.
I
want to
see that right there. So I'm, the girls and I are saying it's a little busy, but somebody will redesign it, and then it'll get a little bit better. It's a little busy right now.
What the hell is on the right-hand side, that little with all the icons? What is that?
People that are on the air.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right now, which is awesome. This was a little difficult to navigate with was a lot difficult to navigate with Twitch, because there was some class on there, it was a Blender class when Ginger and I were first learning, that would come on, and I always wanted to catch them live so I could ask them questions, and you could not tell when they were on. See, people who have a red dot are on, and if they don't, they're not. It's really easy to figure out. See, I didn't even need
I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Didn't even need a map. You can import channels.
Do they have one for Second Life? I'm just curious.
Let us check, because I was thinking about doing that. I might have to find me a fashion show or something to stream, or do a tour.
Girl, I linked you one the other day. Yes,
dude, you know.
Oh,
hobby.
Second Life is on there. What?
Yes. Wow.
Because Twitch really did not much care for Second Life. So.
No, they kept flagging that. Oh, you're showing content. No, this is my stuff.
No, this is actually mine. Thanks.
It does not work the same way. So
didn't they actually flag it whenever we were trying to review a couple of games? You're not allowed to put this up there. And I'm like, dude.
The one they really gave me a hard time about was Shadowrun. That was when I was like, we're out of here. They were like, you don't have permission to run that. Okay, the developer gave me the key and said, run it. But it's not out yet. I know that. Just because you don't have it don't mean I'm not supposed to. Okay? Thank you.
Jealous motherfuckers is exactly what they mean.
But there is no way for you to tell them is the problem. They're not telling me, how do I tell you? How do I prove to you? And how do I do this en masse so that I don't have to do this every single story, every single time? But I got no response. So, Twitch, you lost our business. And over here, guess what I ain't got to do to be a partner? I ain't got to pay you money to be a partner. People who are partners, they have to pay their money at Twitch.
Yep.
And I'm going to say again, you might want to be careful there, Twitch. This is not another streaming service. I love how they keep talking about them like it's another streaming service that's on par with them. This is the people who invented the whole concept of videos online. Or they're the second incarnation of it anyway. Some guy actually came up with it in the late 90s. But it didn't catch on because, of course, we were all on fucking dial-up. No way.
Yep. There was no way videos would work.
No way that was going to happen. But YouTube came along and said, let's try this one more time. This seems like the perfect time. And bam, YouTube is born. And now you think that you have reinvented the wheel. It has not happened. You've not reinvented anything.
Nope.
You ain't invented shit, bitch.
No.
We ain't found shit.
You ain't found nothing. I'm very excited about this, though. I was very excited. We were in beta last week. I didn't want to say anything because I hadn't read. See, I'm very much a stickler about embargoes and betas. Y'all know how I'm going to be like, don't you put that up.
Yes.
Don't you say that. Don't you do that.
Mm-hmm.
We all are, actually. Like, we're going to talk about something. Are we allowed to talk about this? Can we say this on air? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's usually Jen that they have to put out the whole little, the words of Jen.
Oh, yes. Our wonderful disclosure, every disclaimer, every time Ginger goes off on something, I'm like, the opinions of Ginger Rock do not necessarily represent the opinions of Gamer Girls Radio as a whole.
I will tell y'all the exact moment I got super paranoid is when, I don't know if Ginger remembers this, remember that morning I called you and I said I found a God mode backdoor in Skype, and we were always about to say something, and my phone rang, and I answered it, and I was like, hello, and I was like, hey, Corey, this is blah, 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 Microsoft, I need you to stop talking right now. And I was like, okay. That's fine.
Say so.
On my cell phone, not the number we had set up for, the 800 number.
Oh,
was
your cell phone?
On my cell phone. I was like, somebody that knew somebody that knew me. That's how they got my number. But I was like, that's serious. When you call me on my, hell, you stop talking right now. And I need to know exactly what you typed in. And I'm still never going to say that on air. Sorry.
I want to know.
They took it out, but it was...
Of course she's never going to tell us anything like that.
Not on air, I won't.
Sarcastic, Corey.
I'm just telling you, I'm being truthful. I will not say it on air. And I will not say it to anybody else but these two. Sorry, you are a shit out of luck. You are not one of us. Sorry.
We're the cool kids. Y'all just suck.
No, we the cool kids that don't want to go to jail.
True story.
Yeah, no, there's
true
no story. Internet in jail. I don't want to go there.
No, there's no gaming. Are you kidding? No.
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 Hell no. There's no gaming.
We are.
Plus, I don't feel like being anybody's bitch. So.
You're our bitch.
Unless it snows.
That's right. That's right. Ginger is my bitch. Back off.
Yes, I am.
Woo-woo. Okay, right. So.
You are the bitch who's got to get in line.
We got a little bit of time left.
Steam sales.
You got time for one more story before I do some
okay.
Steam.
Me? Sales. Me? I go?
Go ahead.
It's kind of a funny one. Kind of a funny one. You ready?
Go ahead, Boo. Go ahead.
All right. A shoplifter tried to steal a PS4. Okay. And I'm going to read.
Funny.
It is already funny. I'm going to read this verbatim from GamePolitics.com because this shit made me laugh. The first line literally says, "I don't mean to brag, but there ain't no room in my pants for a PlayStation 4, not even if you take it out of the box first." That was literally.
That's funny.
I tried to hold it in.
That was, and when I read that, that is the voice I read it in. That was how I heard it in my head. But apparently there was this guy named Christopher Caldwell, who was 36-year-old in Florida. He managed to stuff a PS4 and accessories in his pants while in Walmart.
What kind of pants you have on that you can...
Right? How did you do that? And how did you keep it from falling? Because, you know, if the pants were big, they had to be big everywhere, right? So how did you keep it from not sliding down your pants leg? so he was stopped and arrested. He actually walked out of the store. So he got out of the store without paying. And he was stopped and arrested. He got arrested for a felony grand theft charge. He was already on federal probation. So this dude is just stupid times 10, right?
Wow.
I have no idea. Oh, and they made another funny little joke. They said, if you get a new PS4 this fall, your new console may have once been snugly nestled against this man's junk.
Mm-hmm. That's why mine is in the living room.
Yeah.
No, mine is in the living room. I'm safe from that. That's not going to happen. Oh, my God.
I mean, I do like a man's junk, but not a
red.
Like my
man's junk. Not
right, I like my man's junk, if I had one. I would like my man's junk, not some random dude's. I mean, I don't know what's been all over that. You know, ew, no.
Ew, nastiness, ew.
Ew. But I really would like to know how big his pants were.
I'm trying to figure out, did you have pockets that you built into it so you could, I don't understand.
How did you do that? Did you stuff it in your underwear and I mean, really?
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, there's a whole bunch of questions that I have about this. Okay, first of all, those PlayStations are locked away, so how did you get one out? And even if you got it out, usually they carry it over
exactly.
to the counter
yeah.
for you.
Yeah,
so
they like take it all the way up to the front line
right.
and be like,
yeah.
all right, this person's going to be buying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're going to be buying this PlayStation. So somebody is fired for one. I know that's going to
yes.
happen. Somebody is lost.
You know those people that stand by the door had to have noticed this boy. And he had to be walking funny, because that is not a small console.
Not just
he
that, not the people just standing by the door, but who gave it to him?
True, yes, yes. Because you know you're supposed to make sure that if it's that expensive that it's locked up, that you walk their asses to the register.
Oh.
So somebody's fired, maybe more than
several. Several people are fired.
Several people fired. How did he manage to walk with that? And accessories, not just the PS4, but and accessories.
It's accessories that's really fucking with our heads.
It is. How did you manage? I don't even understand. I don't get
it. And it wasn't in the box, right?
It was in the box. It was in the box.
Oh, hell.
You know, when I bought one of these, those boxes are not small.
Not small.
No. They're heavy.
It was in the box, and he had accessories in there as well.
I had to have help to bring mine out, at least roll it out, because after that I was like, get away from me. Yeah, again, paranoid kids. Get away from me. You're trying to steal my PlayStation. Ma'am, I work here. I don't care where you work.
I mean, did they have it like the whole, you know, did he have like grandpa underwears on or something?
I have no idea.
Pappy panties.
I have no idea. I really would.
Did you borrow your mama's period panties to stuff that thing in so that you could carry it better?
Oh my God. I'm thinking you
had to have some sort of sling or something.
Well, maybe he didn't have it in the box, because it doesn't say specifically. But even without the box, that is not a tiny console. So how the fuck did you manage it? And accessories. How the fuck did you manage to do that? I don't understand. How big were your pants? That nobody noticed this big square-looking bulge in your pants? That's not a PS4. I'm just happy to see you. I mean, really?
I have an affliction from the war.
It's a form of elephantitis, but it only grows in the shape of a square.
The girls love it. You know what? I'm just Walmart.
Oh my God.
Y'all need to watch your people. Seriously. Watch your people. Because, you know, I will not be surprised if this keeps happening, because it will happen again, that they don't start doing what Nintendo was doing about the price gouging years ago, where they were like, if we catch you price gouging, we're going to pull our consoles from your store. I would not be surprised if Sony came along and said, you know what, Walmart, if you're not going to protect the product, we're just not going to give it to you. Just saying. Keep that in mind. All right, we got 5 minutes. Time for Steve Sales.
We should have like a, since this is a segment now, we should have like a theme song, right?
Da-da-da.
Steam
sales.
Totally have its own song. Yes.
We need to make a new song for our Steam sales segment.
All right,
go ahead.
I'm trying to sing it. Da da da. Steam sales. Da da da. No, that's bad. Maybe I'll steal the Mr. Robot music. Just pissed off Google.
You're not allowed to play that.
Not allowed to play that. It looks to me like I'm playing it. but anyway. All right, so you people that have your Steam operating system, this new game here is coming out called Rocket League. It's 10% off if you pre-purchase the Steam hardware, I guess, if you don't already have it.
Pre-purchase.
What the fuck is Rocket League?
I got no idea. It looked like some kind of
racing. Is it bad that okay, there was an avatar down there for Life is Futile. He was kind of hot.
Yes, he is. He looks like Gerard Butler, and I think they did
something.
Yes, he
does.
This looks like some kind of digital version of the Snitch from Harry Potter and Monster Trucks. I don't know. Looks interesting. But
you guys remember this MMO a long time ago that was all about riding around in cars and running into shit and running people over?
Auto Assault, yes.
Thank you.
I'll just say APB.
No, it was Auto Assault, and I used to love, because you could run into signs and everything was
no.
Great.
No,
I loved it.
The first night they released Auto Assault, I had a dev tour, and I told her, I'm going to throw up. We're going to have to end this tour because the camera was crazy. But I still have boxes from Auto Assault. Now, would you like to have one? I put that in your Christmas pack. I got a ton of those boxes.
Wait, but it doesn't work anymore, though.
It's just a souvenir to have, honey. I got like 15 of them. We had some to give away, and then, you know, after a while.
And then it closed.
Yeah, we're closing. So. But you can have it.
No, I know what you want for a souvenir.
Do you want one too, boo?
Sure, why not? I'll take
it. She's like, I don't know what this game is, but I'll take it. So you got that one. I am more interested in this one because it's on my wish list, as I pointed out to y'all, and it's on sale for $9.99.
Was that a hint? I think that was a hint.
No, it was not a hint. I'm just telling y'all, if you call me, you know what you're going to hear me say, because Ginger listened to me rant virtually about this. That fool is not putting the bolts back on the car.
There are raiders inside my thing. What do?
She is not even paying me any attention. Okay, so if you watch my screen.
I was on my phone.
She's too busy playing that damn game, man.
My phone is blinking, and I'm like,
oh, it's oh, it's all right. It'll be okay. But anyway, if you are a gearhead, then Car Mechanic Simulator is on sale for a mere pittance. It's $9.99. I found out I'm a gearhead.
Yes, Corey needs this game. If somebody will just go ahead and get it for her, because
I'm going to get it for me.
Her watching other people play it is just not cutting it.
No. Yeah, I have to.
You know what I really miss playing?
What?
Don't Starve with My Girl.
We're going.
I know. We were just saying that. We need to do that.
Now, I'm trying to keep these two on track because I know y'all want y'all sales. These two. this one, I am not sure if Hacknet is on sale. I think it still is. And I just accidentally left the page. If you are the hackerlicious type, if you are into, well, yeah, it is on sale, $9.99 for Hacknet. If you are the hackerlicious type, you like you some Mr. Robot, you like the movie Hackers, you like the game that this was born from, Uplink. I also have this game. This is a more updated version. It is difficult to play. If you are not a thinker, if you just like to shoot 'em up, just walk away from this one. Don't even look at it. You will start crying. You'll complain. It's too hard. I can't type that fast. I don't understand how to bypass the proxy. Okay, so let it go.
That looks so cool. How much is that one again?
Hacknet is $9.99.
Hey, what's that Big Pharma game? What is that?
I'm trying to avoid that because I think I've had a run-in with Big Pharma before, and it was not a pleasant one.
Yeah, there was a story about this. This one is about, I want to say this one is kind of like the one you're already playing, but it's...
It's
that looks fun. I would play that.
Yeah, you and me in the simulator. She says she doesn't like simulators, but she plays them quite a bit.
I never said I didn't like simulators. That's Ginger.
Oh, is it Ginger who didn't like it?
Yeah, I'm not really into the whole simulator
thing. I love simulator. We've been talking about the Sims forever.
Wait a minute. Let me stop her right there. She doesn't like simulators, but what is she playing?
Right?
I can't even believe I even downloaded this. Everyone kept talking about it, and I was like, I'm not going to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 o'clock in the morning, my other half comes in here the other day. What are you doing? As I'm, like, curled up in a chair with a blanket.
Waiting for water?
Why is there never any water?
There's never any water.
Never water. I'm always low on water. And I, like,
I'm low on water system.
Because you're probably better at simulators than them. I love them, but I'm not good at them. I just love them.
Oh, I'm very much a micromanager. Like, I'm really good at micromanaging.
I micromanage, but I like to cause chaos in my micromanagement. I think I'm just going to set this room on fire just to see what happens. Anyway, so you also got some country tales. It's actually time for us to go. But, yeah, we've got Ginger on her first simulator. They're all that way, Ginger, I hate to tell you. So if we get you into playing The Sims and all them, you will like it.
You'll be lost. All right, so on that note,
we got to get up out of here.
You can tune in on Tuesday for our Pixelista show. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, boy. You can favorite slide us, favorite you don't, because that's how we roll. And keep in mind that we are moving on over to YouTube. That's right, bitches.
Fuck you, Twitch. We done left your shit on the curb, man. Listen, trash bag.
To the left.
You better
come get that
shit. Because yeah. The neighbor's going to take it.
she went detail with that, didn't she? All right, you can fave flag and fave your dog because that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.
Goodnight, my sluts.